Hey guys, it's Elrod, and today you are going to hear about the Marshall Tucker Band. Stay tuned. Let's get started with the Marshall Tucker Band. The band was formed in Spartanburg, South Carolina by lead singer Doug Gray. Other original members were guitarist Toy Codwell, his brother Tommy Codwell, who was a bassist, George McCorkle, who was another guitarist, and drummer Paul Riddle. They also had a reed player, Jerry Eubanks. The six-piece band was signed to Capricorn Records and released their debut album, The Marshall Tucker Band, that was released in 1973. And it had one of your and my favorite hits on it. Can't You See? It peaked at number 4 on the Billboard charts. Toy Caldwell is the one who wrote the song. Enjoy, guys. Are you digging it or what?
Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Oops. What that woman love she been doing to me.
Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman she been doing to me.
In a moment, I'll give you the how they came up with the band's name.
Can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman love she been doing to me? Can't you see?
What an incredible jam. Love it. They gained recognition when they toured with the band, the Allman Brothers. They came to their peak and had $1 million selling album with Carolina Dreams. That was in 1977. And it had another top single that we all love. Heard it in a love song. This was also written by Toy Codwell. So basically, Toy Codwell wrote both of their huge hits.
I ain't never been with a woman long enough for my boots to get old.
Okay, the origin of the band's name. While no one in the band is named Marshall or Tucker, the band got its name from a piano tuner. The band members found the piano tuner's name on the key ring in their old rehearsal place. And that's how they came up with the name, the Marshall Tucker Band. Fun fact. And the Marshall Tucker Band has put out 5 gold albums and 4 platinum albums. After this huge hit, they put out several albums that just did all right. And they slowed down. And the reason they slowed down was actually a sad reason. One of the band members was killed in a car accident. And that band member was Tommy Caldwell, Toy's brother. Okay, so the car accident happened in 1980, and it took a toll on the band, especially Tommy's brother, Toll, who wrote both of those songs. So the group faded away from the charts, and by 1983, they disbanded. Then, in 1984, after Toy's brother died, George McCorkle and Paul Riddle retired. It was too hard for all of them to continue. But Doug Gray, the main singer, and Jerry Eubanks continue, and they continue on to this day with the blessing of the other band members. So Doug Gray, the lead singer, formed a new band. And the group had some country chart hits. And they toured constantly, but ultimately with the loss of Toy Caldwell, who was the incredible writer, they never really took off again. They've had members come and go, as many bands do. And they tried working on a couple different style albums. That really wasn't their style, and that didn't work out either. Then Toy Caldwell, who was the lead guitarist and main songwriter for the Marshall Tucker Band, got very sick. And he was also a founding member of the band. Sadly, in 1993, he passed away. He was found dead by his wife. He died of cardiorespiratory failure due to viral myocarditis. And myocarditis is an inflammation of the heart muscle that reduces the heart's ability to pump. So that's very sad. Both of the Caldwell brothers passed away. But as of now, 2022, the new Marshall Tucker Band is actually touring. The only original member to this day is Doug Gray, who is the lead singer and has that incredible voice. And they play the music that we love, the music that made them popular. And so if you really are a huge Marshall Tucker fan, I think they probably would be worth seeing. And they also release, when they go on tour, material that they never released in the past. So that is my info on the Marshall Tucker Band. I hope you enjoyed it. Elrod is signing off. Okay, guys, time for a one-hit wonder. Now, the song I'm going to play was popular in the early 70s. It was originally recorded by British singer Jefferson. Then the song became an international hit thanks to a group of studio and session musicians that dubbed themselves the Edison Lighthouse. Does that ring a bell? The song is Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Those of you that watched the movie Shallow Hal can tie this song with that movie. Hilarious movie. Okay, if you haven't seen Shallow Hal, you've got to see it. Thanks, guys. That was Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes by the Edison Lighthouse.